Day 12. Thereupon the Brahman heavenly kings of the 500 billion worlds, having praised the Buddha with these gathas, said to him, World honored one, turn the wheel of the Dharma so that all living beings may be peaceful and that they may be saved. They said in gathas, World honored one, turn the wheel of the Dharma, beat the drum of the Dharma as sweet as nectar, save the suffering beings and show them the way to Nirvana. Assent to our appeal. You studied the Dharma for innumerable kalpas, expounded with your exceedingly wonderful voice out of your compassion toward us. Thereupon the great universal wisdom excellence Tathagata, having assented to their appeals, made by the Brahmin heavenly kings of the worlds of the 10 quarters and also by the 16 princes, turned the wheel of the teaching of the 4 truths 3 times, making 12 proclamations altogether. The wheel of his teaching could not be turned by any other one of the world, be he a Shramana, a Brahmana, a god, Mara, or Brahmin. The Buddha said, this is suffering. This is the cause of suffering. This is extinction of suffering. This is the way to the extinction of suffering. When he expounded the teaching of the 12 causes, saying, ignorance causes predisposition, predisposition causes consciousness, consciousness causes name and form causes the 6 sense organs cause impression, impression causes feeling, feeling causes craving, craving causes grasping, grasping causes existence, existence causes birth, birth causes aging and death, grief, sorrow, suffering, and lamentation. When ignorance is eliminated, predisposition is eliminated. When predisposition is eliminated, consciousness is eliminated. When consciousness is eliminated, name and form is eliminated. When name and form is eliminated, the 6 sense organs are eliminated. When the 6 sense organs are eliminated, impression is eliminated. When impression is eliminated, feeling is eliminated. When feeling is eliminated, craving is eliminated. When craving is eliminated, grasping is eliminated. When grasping is eliminated, existence is eliminated. When existence is eliminated, birth is eliminated. When birth is eliminated, aging and death, grief, sorrow, suffering, and lamentation are eliminated. When the Buddha expounded these teachings to the great multitude of gods and men, 600 billion Nauta men emancipated themselves from asravas and obtained profound and wonderful dhyana concentrations, the 6 supernatural powers, including the 3 major supernatural powers and the 8 emancipations, because they gave up wrong views. At the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th expounding of these teachings also, the Buddhas, the billions of Nautas of living beings, that is, as many living beings as there are sands in the river Ganges, emancipated themselves from asravas because they gave up wrong views. They became sravakas. Those who became sravakas thereafter were also innumerable, uncountable. The 16 princes were young boys at that time. They renounced the world and became shramaneras. Their sense organs were keen and their wisdom bright. They had already made offerings to hundreds of thousands of billions of Buddhas, performed Brahma practices, and sought Anuttara Samlok Sambodhi in their previous existence. They said to the Buddha simultaneously, World honored one, all these shravakas of great virtue, many thousands of billions in number, have already done what they should do. World honored one, expound to us the teaching of Anuttara Samlok Sambodhi. If we hear that teaching, we will study and practice it. World honored one, we wish to have the insight of the Tathagata. You know what we have deep in our minds. Seeing the 16 princes having renounced the world, 8 billion followers of the wheel-turning holy king begged the king to allow them to do the same. He conceded to them immediately. The Buddhas assented to the appeals of the Shramaneras, but it was 20,000 kalpas afterwards that he expounded to the 4 kinds of devotees the sutra of the great vehicle called the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma, the Dharma for bodhisattvas, the Dharma upheld by the Buddhas. When the Buddha completed the expounding of this sutra, the 16 Shramaneras kept, recited, and understood this sutra in order to attain Anuttara Samlok Sambodhi. The 16 Shramaneras, who were bodhisattvas, received the sutra by faith. Some shravakas understood it by faith, but the other shravakas and other living beings, thousands of billions in number, doubted it. It took the Buddha 8,000 kalpas to complete the expounding of this sutra. During that time, he did not take a rest. Having completed the expounding of this sutra, the Buddha entered a quiet room and practiced dhyana concentrations for 84,000 kalpas. Seeing him practicing dhyana concentration quietly in a room, the 16 bodhisattva shramaniras, each sat on the seat of the Dharma, expounded the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma to the four kinds of devotees for 84,000 kalpas, and saved 600 billion na'utas of living beings, that is, as many living beings as there are sands in the river Ganges. They showed them the way, taught them, benefited them, and caused them to rejoice and to aspire for Anuttara Sammak Sambodhi. Having practiced dhyana concentration for 84,000 kalpas, the Buddha emerged from the samadhi and came back to the seat of the Dharma, sat quietly, and said to the great multitude, "These 16 bodhisattva shramaniras are rare. Their sense organs are keen and their wisdom bright. In their previous existence, they already made offerings to many hundreds of thousands of billions of Buddhas, performed Brahma practices under those Buddhas, kept the wisdom of those Buddhas, showed it to the living beings of the worlds of those Buddhas, and caused them to enter into it. All of you, approach these bodhisattva shramaniras from time to time and make offerings to them. Why is that? It is because anyone, be he a Shravaka or a Pratika Buddha or a Bodhisattva, who believes this sutra expounded by these 16 Bodhisattvas, keeps it and does not slander it, will be able to attain Anuttara Sammak Sambodhi, that is, the wisdom of the Tathagata." The Buddha said to the bhikkhus, "These 16 Bodhisattvas willingly expounded the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. Each of them taught 600 billion na'utas of living beings, that is, as many living beings as there are sands in the river Ganges. Those living beings were always accompanied by the bodhisattva by whom they were taught. In their consecutive existences, in each of their consecutive existences, they heard the Dharma from him, understood it by faith, by the merits they had thus accumulated. They were given the privilege to see 4 billion Buddhas, that is, 4 billion world-honored ones. They have not yet seen all of them. Bhikkhus, now I will tell you, the 16 shramaniras who were disciples of that Buddha have already attained Anuttara Sammak Sambodhi. They now expound the Dharma in the worlds of the 10 quarters. They have many hundreds of thousands of billions of attendants consisting of bodhisattvas and shravakas. Two of the shramaniras are now Buddhas in the East. One of them is called Aksopa. He is in the world of joy. The other is called Sumero Peak. Another couple of shramaniras are now Buddhas in the Southeast, called Lion Voice and Lion Form. Another couple of them are now Buddhas in the South, called Sky Dwelling and External Extinction. Another couple of them are now Buddhas in the Southwest, called Emperor Form and Brahma Form. Another couple of them are now Buddhas in the West, called Amateyas and Saving All Worlds from Suffering. Another couple of them are now Buddhas in the Northwest, called Tamala Pratikandana Fragrance, Supernatural Power, and Sumero Form. Another couple of them are now Buddhas in the North, called Cloud Freedom and Cloud Freedom King. One of the remaining two is now a Buddha in the Northeast called Eliminating Fear of All Worlds. The other one, that is the 16th shramanera, is I, Shakyamuni Buddha. I attained Anuttara Sammak Sambodhi in this Saha world. Bhikkhus, when we were shramaneras, we each taught many hundreds of thousands of billions of living beings, that is, as many living beings as there are sands in the river Ganges. Those living beings who followed me heard the Dharma from me in order to attain Anuttara Sammak Sambodhi. Some of them are still in Shravakahood. I now teach them the way to Anuttara Sammak Sambodhi. They will be able to enter the way to Buddhahood by my teaching, but not immediately, because the wisdom of the Tathagata is difficult to believe and difficult to understand. Those living beings, as many as there are sands the river Ganges, whom I taught when I was a shramanera, included you, bhikkhus, and those who will be reborn as my disciples in Shravakahood after my extinction. My disciples, who do not hear this sutra or know the practices of bodhisattvas after my extinction, will make a conception of extinction by the merits they will have accumulated by themselves and enter into nirvana as they conceive it. At that time, I shall be a Buddha of another name in another world. Those who will enter into nirvana as they conceive it will be able to be reborn in the world I will live in, seek the wisdom of the Buddha, and hear this sutra. They will be able to attain true extinction only by the vehicle of the Buddha in that world, because there is no other vehicle except when the Tathagatas expound the Dharma with expedience. Bhikkhus, I will collect bodhisattvas and shravakas and expound this sutra to them when I realize that the time of my nirvana is drawing near, that the living beings have become pure in heart, that they can understand the truth of the void by firm faith, and that they have already entered deep into dhyana concentrations. No one in the world can attain true extinction by the two vehicles. True extinction can be attained only by the one Buddha vehicle. Bhikkhus, know this. I can enter skillfully deep into the natures of all living beings because I saw that they wished to hear the teachings of the lesser vehicle, and that they were deeply attached to the five desires. I expounded the teachings of nirvana to them. When they heard that teaching, they received it by faith. I will tell you a parable. Once upon a time, there was a dangerous, bad road 500 yojandas long. It was so fearful that no man lived in that neighborhood. Now, many people wished to pass through this road in order to reach the place of treasures. They were led by a man, clever, wise, and well informed of the conditions of the dangerous road. He took them along this dangerous road, but halfway the people got tired of walking. They said to him, "We are tired out. We are also afraid of the dangers of this road. We cannot go a step further. Our destination is still far off. We wish to go back." The leader, who knew many expedients, thought, "What a pity. They wish to go back without getting great treasures." Having thought this, he expediently made a city by magic at a distance of 300 yojandas from the starting point of this dangerous road. He said to them, "Do not be afraid. Do not go back. You can stay in that great city and do anything you like. If you enter that city, you will be peaceful. If you go on afterwards and reach the place of treasures, then you can go home." Thereupon the worn-out people had great joy. They said, "We've never had such joy as this before. Now we shall be able to get off this bad road and become peaceful." Then they made their way forward and entered the magic city. They felt peaceful, thinking that they had already passed through the bad road. Seeing that they had already had a rest and relieved their fatigue, the leader caused the city to disappear and said to them, "Now, this place of treasures is near. I made this city by magic in order to give you a rest. Bhikkhus, I, the Tathagata, am like the leader. I am your great leader. I know that the bad road is made of birth and death and illusions, is dangerous and long, and that we should pass through it and get off it. If you had heard only the one vehicle of the Buddha, you would not have wished to see or approach the Buddha, but would have thought the way of the Buddha is too long for us to pass through unless we make painstaking efforts for a long time. I knew that you were mean and timid. In order to give you a rest halfway, I expounded expediently to you the teaching of nirvana by the two vehicles. To those who attain the two vehicles, I say, you have not yet done all that you should do. You are near the wisdom of the Buddha. Think it over. Consider it. The nirvana you attain is not true. I divided the one vehicle of the Buddha into three only expediently. I say this just as the leader, who saw that his party had had a rest in the great city, which he had made by magic in order to give them a rest, said to them, "The place of treasures is near. This city is not true. I made it by magic." Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gathas, "Great universal wisdom, excellence, Buddha, sat at the place of enlightenment for 10 small kalpas. He could not attain the enlightenment of the Buddha because the world of the Buddhas had not yet come into his mind. The gods, dragon kings, and asuras rained down heavenly flowers and offered them to him. The gods beat heavenly drums and made many kinds of music. Withered flowers were swept away in fragrant winds, and fresh and beautiful flowers were rained down. After 10 small kalpas elapsed, he attained the enlightenment of the Buddha. The gods and men of the world had felt like dancing with joy. Surrounded by their followers, thousands of billions in number, the 16 sons of that Buddha came to him. Worshipping the feet of the Buddha with their heads, they begged him to turn the wheel of the Dharma, saying, "Lion-like saint, send the rain of the Dharma on us and on all others also." It is difficult to meet the world-honored one. He appears only once in a very long time. When he appears, he causes all the worlds to quake in order to awaken all living beings. The palaces of the Brahmins of 500 billion worlds in the east were illumined more brightly than ever. Traveling to find the place from where the light had come, the Brahmins of those worlds came to that Buddha. They strewed flowers and offered them to him. They also offered their palaces. They praised him with gathas and begged him to turn the wheel of the Dharma. The Buddha sat in silence, although he was begged, because he knew that the time was not yet ripe for that. The Brahmins also came from the three other quarters, from the four intermediate quarters, the Zenith and the Nadir. They strewed flowers and offered their palaces and begged the Buddha to turn the wheel of the Dharma, saying, "It is difficult to meet you. Open the gate of the teachings, the sweetest nectar, out of your great compassion toward us, and turn the wheel of the unsurpassed Dharma." Assenting to their appeal, the world-honored one of immeasurable wisdom expounded the various teachings, that is, the four truths and the 12 causes, saying, "All the causes from ignorance to aging and death rise one after another. You should know all these illusions." When he expounded these teachings, 60 quadrillions of living beings eliminated sufferings and became arhats. At his second expounding of these teachings, also tens of millions of living beings, that is, as many living beings as there are sands in the river Ganges, became arhats because they gave up wrong views. Those who attained the enlightenment of arhats afterwards were also innumerable. No one would be able to count them, even if he tried to do so for a billion kalpas. The 16 princes renounced the world and became Shramanaras. They begged the Buddha to expound the teaching of the great vehicle, saying, "We and our attendants wish to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha. May we have the purest eyes of wisdom just as yours." Knowing the wishes of the princes who were young boys and the practices that they performed in their previous existence, the Buddha taught them the 6 paramitas and many supernatural things with innumerable stories of previous lives and with various parables and similes. The gathas of the sutra, the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma, were sung by that Buddha to expound the true teaching, that is, to expound the way which bodhisattvas should practice. The gathas were as many as there are sands in the river Ganges. Having expounded this sutra, the Buddha entered a quiet room and practiced dhyana concentration. Concentrating his mind, he sat in the same place for 84,000 kalpas. Seeing him sit still in dhyana, the Shramanaras wished to expound the unsurpassed wisdom of the Buddha to many hundreds of millions of living beings. They each sat on the seat of the Dharma and expounded this sutra of the great vehicle. After the peaceful extinction of that Buddha, they proclaimed this sutra and helped propagate it. They each saved 600 billions of living beings, that is, as many living beings as there are sands in the river Ganges. After the extinction of that Buddha, some heard the Dharma from one of the Shramanaras. They were reborn in the world of a Buddha accompanied by the Shramanara, that is, their teacher. Those 16 Shramanaras practiced the way to Buddhahood. They are now in the worlds of the 10 quarters. They have already attained perfect enlightenment and become Buddhas. Those who heard the Dharma from those Shramanaras are now living under those Buddhas. To those who are still in Shravakahood, the Buddhas teach the way to Buddhahood. I was one of the 16 Shramanaras. You were among those whom I expounded the Dharma. Therefore, I now lead you with expedience to the wisdom of the Buddha. Because I taught you in my previous existence, I expound the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma in order to lead you into the way to Buddhahood. Think it over. Do not be surprised. Do not be afraid. Suppose there was a bad, dangerous road. Many wild animals lived in the neighborhood. No man was there, no water nor grass there. The road was so fearful. Many tens of millions of people wished to pass through this dangerous road, and the road was very long. It was 500 yojanas long. The people had a leader. He had a good memory. He was wise and resolute in mind. He could save people from dangers. Getting tired, the people said to him, "Ah, we're tired. We wish to go back." He thought, "Oh, how pitiful they are. Why do they wish to return without getting great treasures?" Thinking of an expedient, he said to himself, "Ah, I will use my supernatural powers." He made a great city by magic and adorned it with houses. The city was surrounded by gardens, forests, and ponds and pools for bathing. Many storied gates and tall buildings in that city were filled with men and women. Having made all this by magic, he consoled the people, saying, "Do not be afraid. Enter that city and do anything you like." They entered that city, had great joy, and felt peaceful, and thought that they had already passed through the road. Seeing that they had already had a rest, the leader collected them and said, "Go on now. This is a magic city. You were tired out halfway. You wish to go back. Therefore, I made this city by magic as an expedient. Make efforts. Let's go to the place of treasures." "I am like the leader. I am the leader of all living beings. I saw that halfway some got tired of seeking the enlightenment, and that they could not pass through the dangerous road of birth and death and illusions. Therefore, I expounded to them the teaching of Nirvana as an expedient to save them, as an expedient to give them a rest, saying, 'You have already eliminated sufferings. You have done everything you should do. Now I see that they have already attained Nirvana and that they have become arhats. Therefore, I now collect the great multitude and expound to them the true teaching. The Buddhas expound the teaching of the three vehicles only as an expedient. There is only one Buddha vehicle. The two vehicles were taught only as resting places. Now I will tell you the truth. All of you, what you attained is not true extinction. Make great efforts in order to obtain the Buddha's knowledge of all things. When you obtain the knowledge of all things and the 10 powers of the Buddha and the 32 physical marks, you will be able to say that you attained true extinction. The Buddhas, the leaders, expound the teaching of Nirvana in order to give a rest to all living beings. When they see them having already had a rest, they lead them to the wisdom of the Buddha. Here ends the third volume of the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma." This ends day 12.